Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Accord Transformers and Switchgear Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Securities. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Dhruvi from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and a very good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the H2 FY26 earnings call of Accord Transformers and Switchgear Limited. From management team, we have with us Mr. Pradeep Kumar Verma, Founder and Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. The call will begin shortly with opening remarks from the management, after which we will open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. This is Pradeep Verma. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Accord Transformers and Switchgear Limited H2 FY26 and FY26 earnings call. A warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders joining us today. We sincerely thank all our stakeholders and shareholders for their continued trust and support in our growth journey. Accord Transformers and Switchgear Limited is engaged in the manufacturing of transformer and electrical equipment, catering to power utilities, industrial customers, infrastructure projects, and renewable energy segment. Over the years, we have built strong capabilities in transformer manufacturing, switchgear products, backup service stations, and customized power solutions, enabling us to serve a diversified customer base across multiple industries. During FY26, we continued to strengthen our operational capabilities and expand our market presence amid growing investment in India's power transmission, distribution, renewable energy, and industrial infrastructure sectors. Rising demand for reliable power equipment, increasing infrastructure spending, and the ongoing energy transition supported healthy businesses' momentum throughout the year. Successfully completed the dynamic short circuit test for our 17.6 MVA inverter duty transformer at CPRI, which is the highest rating in the transformer industry for the renewable segment, strengthening our technical capability and enhancing our ability to cater to large industrial and renewable energy projects. Secure transformer and compact substation CSS supply order aggregating approximately 9.7 crore, reflecting our growing customer confidence in our products and strengthening our order pipeline across industrial and power infrastructure capabilities. Expanded our approved vendor base with approvals from MVVNL, DSBVNL, and UGBSNL, and creating opportunity for future business growth into the government tenders. Received vendor approval from Toyota, SMCC Japan, and participated in bids for two projects, further strengthening our presence in the infrastructure segment for multinationals. In MVVNL, tender aggregating approximately 356 crore value floated, and the company submitted bids for projects worth around 125 crore, demonstrating our active participation in utility sector opportunities, which is going to open in this month. Submitted bids worth approximately 100 crore with Torrent Power, which is our old customer, reflecting our continued focus on expanding our presence in the private power distribution sector, which is also going to close or open in this month or maybe the first week of July. Identified land for a proposed manufacturing facility expansion for approximately 2.5 lakh sq ft to support future capacity requirements and long-term growth plans. This expansion will allow to enter into high-value transmission transformers called EHV transformer and complete sheet metal process with powder coating facility in-house. Maintain a healthy order book of approximately 156 crore as of 25th May 2026, providing a strong revenue visibility and supporting our growth outlook for the coming periods. Another important milestone during FY26 was the signing of a strategic memorandum of understanding with the Western Administrative District of Moscow. The collaboration focuses on energy infrastructure development, EPC projects, manufacturing cooperation, and technology exchange, supporting our long-term international expansion strategy and opening new avenues for the growth in global markets. Today, Accord Transformer continues to strengthen its product portfolio across transformer, switchgear products, package service stations, and EV charging infrastructure solutions. Our focus remains on quality manufacturing, operational excellence, technological advancement, and timely execution while catering to the evolving requirement of utilities, industrial customers, renewable energy developers, and infrastructure companies. Coming to the financial performance, FY26 has been a year of steady growth and improved profitability for the company. For FY26, the company reported total income of 70.6 crore, reflecting continued demand across our key business segments. EBITDA for the year stood at 7.31 crore with an EBITDA margin of 10.39%, supported by the operational efficiencies and disciplined execution. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at 4.5 crore, demonstrating the company's focus on sustainable and profitable growth. Our performance during the second half of the year remained equally encouraging. Total income for the FY26 stood at 42.59 crore, highlighting a strong business momentum and execution during the period. EBITDA for FY26 stood at 5.01 crore with an EBITDA margin of 11.77%, reflecting improved operating performance. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at 3.25 crore. Overall, the financial performance reflects strong execution capabilities, healthy demand across end-user industries, and our continued focus on operational efficiency and value creation for stakeholders. Looking ahead, management remains optimistic about the long-term opportunity emerging for India's expanding our infrastructure ecosystem, increasing investments in transmission and distribution network, renewable energy integration, industrial expansion, and smart energy solutions are expected to create significant demand for the advanced power equipment and infrastructure solution. We remain committed to strengthening our manufacturing capabilities, expanding our product offering, enhancing customer relationships, and creating sustainable value for all stakeholders. Before we begin the discussion, I would like to thank our employees, customers, business partners, and shareholders for their continued trust and support. With that, I now hand over the call for the further discussion and Q&A. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from line of Aditya Khetan from First Assets. Please go ahead.
From operations has come down. Sir, can I know the reason why the revenues from operations have come down in the half yearly financial year 26 from half year financial year 25?
Hello. Hi, Aditya. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Hi Aditya, this is Nitin Gupta, CFO of the company. So I would like to answer this question. Actually, our revenue has come down around the 9th year from if we compare from 25 to 26. The major reason, it is not just because of the demand. Actually, it is based, it is due to the project related delays from the customer end. Actually, we have received one of the largest order in the last year from our customer, and where we have to supply the order worth around 31 crores. And those transformer were expected to be delivered by March 26. And out of 35, we have manufactured around 25 sets, which is valuing around 21 or 22 crores. And but at the year end, customer has informed us there is some dispute from their end with the Maharashtrian government, and their sites got delayed, and it is just a time deferment, I would say actually. So the revenue was not recognized till March, but it is going to be recognized in the current financial year. So there is another customer where we have ordered around 3 crores, and their deadline was also March 26. Again, their size has been delayed. Both the customers are the EPC players. They are into renewable energies and infra companies, and their size somehow got delayed. And so the revenue is just a deferment from the financial year 26 to financial year 27.
Okay, I got the point here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dr. Bhavesh Kanbar from PDU Medical College. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're sounding distant. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Okay. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We can hear you.
Yeah. Good afternoon. We can see in the result that board has not declared any dividend for FY25-26 despite generating the profit. So, what is the company's dividend policy going forward? At the what stage of the growth would management consider returning capital to the shareholders?
Currently we are not expecting any dividend because the company is into expansion stage, and we have a lot of working requirement, and if you look at our current order book, it is around 156 crores, so we need a lot of working capital to cater the need. So maybe around 1 year or 2 year down the line, the board can decide on the dividend policy, but currently it is more of the working capital and the capital expenditure needs we have for the last for the next 1 or 2 years. So it will I think the management will not be able to pay the dividend.
Okay, sir. And one more question, sir. I don't know about the energy process, but is company our management is looking forward for the storage of the energy, which is also the need of the today's hour. Is there any work going on in that direction, sir?
You are asking about the BESS, battery energy storage system, something like
that? Yes, sir.
So currently, no, we are not looking into it. Actually, currently we are trying to expand into the high capacity, high voltage transformers. So so this is the our focus. Thanks. And let Mr. Pradeep explain into this more.
So thank you, Nitin. Basically, this is, basically storage system is a different product if you see the our portfolio of the, profile of the company. Okay. Because this manufacturer are our client actually. If we enter into this segment, we will lose our orders, which is already we are working with them. Correct?
Okay, sir.
So even in this year also, we achieved about 31 crore business from this segment.
Right, sir.
So, okay. So currently we are not planning into this because this is exactly different, and this profile is meant to miss from our customer end.
Right, sir. And once again, if management can reiterate on the revenue guidance and PAT guidance for the coming FY.
Yeah, definitely.
So, so the next year, next two to three years is going to be very good for us. So, we are targeting. So, if we talk about the in terms of the percentage for the due to the revenue deferment, we are expecting around 60 to 80% from our current revenue, current year revenue, and going forward for next year, yeah, current year revenue to the next year, it is going to be around 60 to 80%, and from the next year going onwards, it would be around 30 to 50%.
Okay, sir. And will it also match with the sales growth in terms of percentage, sir?
Sales growth in terms of percentage, this is what I am said, this is what I have said. So
yes,
it would be around, if I talk about the numbers, it would be around 120 to 180. So that is going to be the revenue for the next, for the financial year 27.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Kinesh Agarwal from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, Agarwal, tell me please.
Yeah. So just a few questions to ask. Sir, have this existing manufacturing facility operated close to full capacity during financial year 26, or is there still room to increase production without major capex?
So basically, the transformer industries totally depend on the flow of the dispatches actually. Okay. So facility which is already existing facility has about 150 crore we can manage in this factory without any headers. Okay, and if the smooth deliveries are there, if we are not going to delay in any project from in customer, then we can consider up to 200 business from this existing facility without anything adding into the plant. So what we are planning for, that is for the bigger transformer, which is already explained in my speech.
So sir, utilization level will you start planning the next expansion?
Next expansion is already under process because land is already identified. Okay. And it's the paper is under, means it's under design process actually. This industry is with our architect, and once this architect work is completed, then we can go for the process.
Sir, any expected planned expansion, like when it will be starting? Like,
so installation will start about on the ground. It will start after 2 to 3 months, and 6 months minimum is required to get the manufacturing start there.
Okay, understood. And sir, you have spoken about investment in machinery and manufacturing capacity. About this tangible benefits, and have you start seeing from this investment?
So the few fund already it is allocated from this IPO fund. And Nitin will explain about this.
So regarding the utilization of the fund, we have utilized some part of the fund from the working capital, and for the plant and machinery, it is still in there. And once we are planning the expansion, so we are actually planning the expansion of the new plant. So we will utilize those funds towards the purchase of new machinery for the new plant only.
Understood. So sir, is this help in winning business from new customers? And can this support better, can say, realization going forward?
Sorry?
Is this helping winning business from new customers, like reduce delivery timeline as well? the furnace?
Yes. So yeah. It will help us in reducing the timelines, and we will be able to serve our customer better.
Okay, understood. And sir, despite fluctuation in copper, steel and transformers, oil price margins have remained healthy. So how should investors think about margin sustainability going forward?
So that is the reason actually what tender we have quoted right now. Okay. So all tenders are the price variation clause is already there. Okay. So if any price variations come into the picture, the major material that is covered into this. So we are, that is the reason we are moving into the tender based project, like a government project, which is already quoted about 200 something crore value at this moment. Okay. Even in private segment also, we are just considering a price variation clause into the above 1 crore value order. Even few orders already we have taken revision purchase order from the customers.
So I understand, like this is because of pricing power or better product mix, correct?
Ah, you can say like.
Okay.
But price increase means the price increase for the end user actually, because manufacturer is taking the same price which is already, you know, fluctuation is there. Because if any deliveries is comes more than 2 months or 3 months, like the few orders like utility orders is going up to 1 year or 8 months, 9 months, so there is a price variation is there. If any single transformer, suppose two transformer, three transformer, which is going to take today order and going to deliver next month, those are the on the fixed price.
So as I understand, the operating leverage provide additional support to margins.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
I can't. Can you elaborate more in detail?
See, the transformer, all transformer companies are running on the LME base, okay? London Metal Exchange, okay? So there is a purchase order clause that if your delivery is within a 3 month, price will be fixed, and 3 month price is already considered, fluctuation level is already considered into the costing. If the delivery dates are suppose 6 month, 8 month, 10 month or 12 month, in that case the price variation clause is applicable in 100% supply. So EMA clause will be there. EMA clause is all major materials covered for the price escalation. So if it is up, so we will get the up price from the customer.
Understood. And so my last question is, like when you compare Accord with other listed transformer manufacturers, so okay, where do you think the company has the strongest competitive advantage by today?
If you see the Accord segment and other segments, jahan pe wo log cater karte hain, those are something different. Because hum ye nahi keh sakte hain ki there is no competitor. Sometimes multinationals come into the picture when we are applying. For example, Toyota is a big manufacturer. We are listed like transformer rectifier, Voltam. They are not considered there, but we are considered along with ABB, Siemens, like that. Okay. So there the competition is with the multinational. They have high overheads, so we can get easily. And if we consider lower categories of the transformer manufacturer, there definitely we have price concern. Either we go for the less price, less margin to take the order, or we have to be consider no. Say no, we cannot take on this particular price. So these are mixed up actually. So sometimes these three companies like Siemens, ABB and Crompton just come into the picture as a competitor. It's a we can say a good customer. Okay. Like multinationals, Japanese customers. If we go for the western part of like Gujarat, okay, and some part of Maharashtra, there few manufacturers are like Voltam, Transformer Rectifier, Danish, they are competitors.
So these are for this execution capability or is this like a product?
No. Because the presence, only the presence, because it is a system. If someone is purchasing, transformer is the asset actually. So there is a certain system is there in organization. They must need two, three quotations. Then only they finalize. Okay. In that case, if your overhead is less, because product, if you are not going to make any quality compromise, then product costs almost are same for all manufacturers. Only the margin is different and overheads are different. So you can play in your margins, and if your over definitely our overheads are less than other manufacturers, so we can get easily.
So as you say regarding this product quality, so can this differentiate become stronger as the company scale?
Why we are good into this? Because most of company, which is bigger company, they are taking product from other as a OEM from the OEMs. Okay. If you say Voltan earlier was manufacturing few transformer from factory they are taking. Okay. Like this Schneider is having the contract manufacturing from others. So they definitely have the more expenses on the product line. Okay. So their cost is high. But we manufacturing 100% in-house, so our cost of the manufacturing is less than others.
Understood. Yeah, thank you so much. If we have any further question, we'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Fenil from Venture Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So sir, there are several questions from my side. So the first one is actually, despite the strong industry tailwinds, your FY 2026 revenue was actually lower than the FY 2025. So was this due to the execution delay or customer postponement or somewhat shift in the
Yeah.
Shift in some strategy in project selection?
Yes. Actually, as mentioned earlier in the first question, we have two orders from our customers. One is of around 31 crore and another is for around 3 crore. So these two are the renewable EPC companies, and their site got delayed. Their project got delayed. So it is just the deferment of the revenue from FY 2026-2027. So actual delivery timeline for these two for the customers is was March 2026, but somehow their project got delayed and the things didn't went through in March 2026. But their site is now in on progress and we are dispatching their goods as soon as we are getting the clearance from them. Actually, the transformers is a testing inspection-based product also. So we have to get the clearance from the customers before dispatching. So once they give the material dispatch clearance, so only after that we can record the sales in our books and dispatch the material to them.
Okay. So these are the major reasons you can say. Okay.
Yes. Actually, the deferment and again, as again, the availability of the transformer oil also. So there is a cut at the procurement site. So these are the factors that has added to our reduction of the revenue in the financial year 2026.
Okay. And sir, can the management please provide some breakup of revenue contribution across transformers, if we talk about, or switchgears or substations or EVs, EV businesses as well? Some breakup of all these.
Yeah. Yes. So from the transformer, we have around 80% of the revenue. It is around 58 crore, and from the PSS and CSS, it is 8 crore.
It is from transformer. A major part of revenue is from transformer.
Yes, correct.
And And the rest 20% means it is somewhat divided about 5%, 10% or?
So if we talk about the CSS, so it is around compact service station and the package service station, so it is around the 10%. So the major, the issue account for around 90% of our products for the financial year 26.
Okay. And sir, what proportion of the FY26 revenues came from the repeat customer versus the new customer acquisition, if we compare in both?
A lot of customers. There are a lot of revenue that was from the new customer. So if we talk about the customer concentration for the F, so I will get back to you on this, on the proper note, but just give you a glimpse. So so Torrent Power was the major customer in financial year 25. So it accounts for around 35 to 40% for the financial year 25. And for the current year, so if I talk about, so there are around 6 or 7 customer which forms part of the 45% of the revenue. So if we talk about the customer mix, we have done it better in the financial year 26. We have reduced the concentration of few customers.
Okay, so the concentration has been decreased somewhat.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay, and sir, earlier you mentioned about the decline in revenue and the reasons of that. So, but sir, if we talk about the EBITDA margin, so EBITDA margin has improved actually significantly from almost 5% in FY24 to almost 11% in the previous year, FY26. So what were the key drivers of this margin expansion and can we consider this as sustainable going forward?
Yes, it is, we can do it on a consistently basis, and we are also trying to improve our EBITDA margin. As per the internal discussion, so we are expected to maintain around we are trying to maintain it around 13 to 15%. As the volume increases, so our fixed overheads get consumed on this. As the revenue increases, then we will be able to provide a better EBITDA margin.
Okay. And sir, raw material costs remain actually a major concern component of the current expenses part. So I just want to confirm that how is the company managing overall expenses, and especially in copper, CRGO, steel, and other key inputs as well.
Actually, the raw material which is not in your hand, that can be controlled. Either you hedge the material, okay, keeping some advance, okay, giving to the vendors and book the material. But that is also the maximum 3 months they are booking right now. Okay, so better option is, whatever working is going on, that working should be done as per the price variation clause. So already we have explained earlier also, to whatever order we are just doing more than delivery more than 2 to 3 months, we are considering 100% with the price variation clause. Okay, so any price variation comes, it will go to the purchasers. So we are confident on this, we will not lose anything into the price variation. Okay. And we talk about the stock material, we keep all accessories in stock, we keep oil almost 1 month or 1.5 month stock, and the copper CRGO definitely comes for the specific requirement, so that is only we book for the 1 month and keep in stock, and other than this we book as the hedging process, we give it a 15% and hedging the price, the fixed prices for the 3 months. These are the process which is being followed into transformer industry.
So this was about the raw material cost. And sir, if we talk about the employee cost, so those are also been increased substantially during FY26. So is that expansion linked to the capacity expansion or some more technical hiring or the strengthening of entire sales team?
This is the process actually, if we talk about the marketing person, okay. It's totally depend on the your targets, okay. If your target is increases, definitely team has to be increased, okay. About the technical, we entire technical team we have in-house. I think coming year we don't need any technical person right now because R&D team we have fully, you know, supportive here. So marketing team we are going to expand and
marketing is in sales team, correct?
Sales and business development both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next financial year, definitely we are planning to enter into ESV transformer. For ESV transformer, definitely we have one technical person is required later on, maybe end of February or March.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for all the information. And last couple more questions from my side. What EBITDA margin range does the management target over the next 2 to 3 years? Any specific target for these margins?
So margin already as explained by Nitin Ji.
So if we talk about the EBITDA margin, so we are trying to maintain between 13 to 15%, and if we talk about the PAT margin, so we are expecting it to 9 to 11%. Maybe if we talk about 10%, we can take it as an average.
Okay. And company currently has a manufacturing capacity of over approximately 1200 MVA, correct? So at what levels these were achieved during FY26?
Sorry, I'm not getting question, please.
See, my question is, my company currently has a manufacturing capacity of over 1200 MVA, correct? So,
yes.
What levels were achieved during the FY26?
Already I explained, you know, if we are considering a capacity about 120 to 180.
Currently it is around 75 to 80%. So for the next year we are planning for the expansion and regarding the capacity, so if we talk about the current capacity, it will be fully utilized. So if we are targeting around 120 CR for the revenue, so we'll be utilizing around 90% our capacity, and the expansion will help us to do more in the coming year.
Okay. So thank you. And just last one from my side. So sir, what benefits are expected from Industry 4.0 and the manufacturing automation initiatives that you are taking currently in terms of productivity and margins as well, both?
See, automation always helps to increase your efficiency of your shop floor. Okay. Because these are the very heavy product. Definitely, you have to be moved from here to there through your cranes, and crane speed is very low. Okay. And if you go for distribution transformer, then you can make easily automation. If you go for the power transformer, then automation is not just impossible, because robotic part or anything you want to accelerate through the automation, that is not possible because the weight of the product is almost 20 metric ton, 40 metric ton. So automation cannot handle this. Only you can make your shop floor proper in flow so that there's no material is going back to the from the process. To reduce your moving transition and the shop floor, it will help your efficiency. You can increase your capacity in fabrication part. There you can use robotic for welding. Okay. Because welders are very difficult to get from market right now. So that part also we are thinking. Even I went last 3 months back, China, and I have seen some robotic welding segments. So we are just planning to develop these things so that our quality of tanks and efficiency of the tanks can be increased.
Okay, sir. And sir, because of automation, overall cost will also decrease, if I'm correct, because of automation process.
Where it is possible, already we have did it. It is already there. For example, testing facility, the most of company are doing manually, but we have the automatic testing facility. Okay, we have a winding machine like PLC based, okay, dry based. So wherever it is possible, we are already did this. But suppose moving up the transformer from one station to another station cannot be possible on conveyor. It can be sent through the crane only, right? So there is a 20-30% automation can be possible in transformer industry, not more than this.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir, for now. And if I have any more questions, I will surely come back in the week. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pauran Babubhai Shah from Fine Infotech. Please go ahead.
Sir, you have mentioned about battery charging stations and all about that expansion. And what about your Russia expansion and all as such? This is what I want to know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So, the Russia is very keen about to get some technology from us, and they are also having the few technology which is we are seeking from them. So about this, we just signed. They visited us. Secretariat level people and industry president, they were visited our office and factory. They seen our facility. They were given the appreciation that they definitely do something in Russia with the Accord. So they called me there for visit, and we also visited there along with my team, and we signed memorandum MOU with the Industrial Federation of Industrial Moscow. Now, the coming what exactly is going to into this picture to develop the infrastructure for power, okay, and to support into the manufacturing there, and they will give the technology in India for like dry type transformer, like ESV transformer, okay. So for that, we already submitted the market, the volume of market here in India. So details is already submitted. It is under process there with the Federation of Moscow. Once it is clear, so they are agreed to invest in India also. They can give the order to us. They can transfer technology to us. So these are things which is already discussed, and we mentioned our interest into this.
What about battery charging stations?
Now battery charging station is, if you heard about this NHEV, National Highway for Electric Vehicle, that is one of the part of this NHI. Okay, so what happened, if you आपने देखा होगा कि आप सिंगापुर गए हैं तो वहाँ पर system क्या होता है कि you don't need your car actually. You just swipe your card and you can take the vehicle from authorized, stations. So that is the pattern we are just going to develop through this NHEV. Every 50 kilometer, it will have one charging station along with stock of the vehicles. One time KYC will be required for this. And once it is KYC is done, you can take any car from any station, and you can go to any other city. You can drop your car there. You don't need to come back through this car. This system is going to develop on the highways first, in first phase, then into the connecting roads. So yahan pe jo infrastructure develop ho raha hai, isme teen major player hain. One player is Tata Nexon is there, and who is developing the infra for mechanical and this civil infra. That is also mobilize system. We can connect on the side, we can dismantle on the side. Then a cord will be do the further electrification work, charging station, control panel, compactor station. These works come to us. And Infosys is doing the fencing work, like fencing is software fencing to protect the cars. तो वो बहुत सारी चीजें हम गाड़ियों में लगा रहे हैं. तो ये सारी ईवी के लिए है, मतलब वहां पे आप चार्ज भी कर सकते हैं और आप व्हीकल को उठा के जा भी सकते हैं कहीं पर भी. सो दिस इज द सिस्टम इज गोइंग टू डेवलप. एंड पैन इंडिया भी 450 सब स्टेशन का अलॉटमेंट हुआ है, उनमें से 10 स्टेशन ऐसे जिनकी अभी लैंड भी जो है आइडेंटिफाइड हो गई है, बाकी लैंड में अभी वो चल रही है. बाकी इसमें 5500 किलोमीटर का भी अप्रूवल हुआ है टोटल, जो गडकरी ने किया है. और मेरे हिसाब से 2030 तक ये 5500 किलोमीटर को कंप्लीट करना है. इसमें 1600 करोड़ के करीब कॉम्पैक्ट सब स्टेशन लगेंगे इस पर्टिकुलर प्रोजेक्ट में. तो वो जो सीएसएस है, वो सीएसएस केवल हमारा ही अभी उसमें ब्रांड अप्रूव है. अगर कोई उसमें सप्लाई करना भी चाहेगा, दे हैव टू बी कम अंडर द एकॉर्ड गाइडेंस. एकॉर्ड ओनली कैन सप्लाई देयर.
The revenue कब से स्टार्ट होगा दोनों का, रशिया का और ये बैटरी चार्जिंग स्टेशन का? परसेंटेज ऑफ टोटल रेवेन्यू कितना रहेगा?
सर मैं टोटल की बात करता हूँ, जो प्रोजेक्ट की कॉस्ट है ये करीब 1600 करोड़ का है अभी. जो उसमें केवल कॉम्पैक्ट सब स्टेशन की अभी हम बात कर रहे हैं. कॉम्पैक्ट सब स्टेशन विल प्रोवाइड द पावर टू द चार्जिंग स्टेशन. ओके, तो वो उसमें 450 चार्जिंग स्टेशन का 1600 का रेवेन्यू करीब करीब जनरेट होगा, जो एज ऑन राइट नाउ जो कॉस्टिंग है. और ये जो प्रोजेक्ट है वो 3 से 4 साल के लिए है, उसके अंदर इसको कंप्लीट करना है. ठीक है, तो एलओआई उन्होंने दे दिया है, बट अभी क्या है कि जो 10 अभी आइडेंटिफाइड हुए हैं एरियाज, वहां पे पहले टाटा उसको हैंड ओवर करेगा. टाटा के बाद जब उनका काम हो जाएगा सिविल का, देन दे विल हैंड ओवर टू अस टू डू दिस जॉब. तो मुझे लगता है इस फाइनेंशियल ईयर के एंड तक हमें लगता है 10 से 15 स्टेशन का काम आ जाना चाहिए हमारे पास, बिकॉज ये गवर्नमेंट प्रोजेक्ट है तो बहुत सारी चीजें हमारे हाथ में नहीं होती. एग्जैक्टली जो टाइमलाइन है,
तो ये नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर से स्टार्ट होगा, दैट मींस राइट.
हाँ, मतलब टारगेट ये है कि कुछ इस साल भी किया जाए, क्योंकि ये जो लास्ट मीटिंग हुई थी उसमें यही था कि हम इस फाइनेंशियल ईयर में कुछ, मतलब जो लोकेशन है, जैसे आपका त्रिची है एंड आपका ये आगरा दिल्ली है, हाईवे है, ये कुछ आइडेंटिफाइड हुए जहाँ पे हमें पहले डिलीवर करने हैं एज ए सैंपल.
एंड व्हाट अबाउट रशिया, उसमें कोई रेवेन्यू दिस ईयर?
हाँ, उसमें क्या है कि सर, हाँ उसमें क्या है कि उसके बेस पे अभी जब तक कि वहां से फेडरेशन का अप्रूवल नहीं आ जाता है, तब तक फाइनली जो डेटा नहीं आएगा हमारे पास कि व्हाट रिक्वायरमेंट दे आर गोइंग टू गिव अस और दे आर गोइंग टू कम हियर इन्वेस्ट विद अस एंड स्टार्ट द मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इन इंडिया विद द को ब्रांडिंग जेबी के साथ में.
ओके, आई थिंक दैट्स इट फ्रॉम मी. थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू
सो मच सर.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I'll now hand the conference over to Ms. Dhruvi for closing comments.
On behalf of Accord Transformer and Switchgear Limited and Equibridge Advisors, I would like to thank everyone for taking the time to join today's conference call. Should you have any further queries, please feel free to connect with us at info@equibridge.com. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of EquiBridgeX, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.